You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Hot temperatures are on the way this weekend. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Heat indices will feel like nearly 100 degrees. Now is the time to start to hydrate. Make sure you stay cool, because heat-related illnesses can sneak up on you fast. If you start to get dizzy, slurred speech, stop sweating, seeing stars, the next thing is you could throw up, black out, or wind up in the ER.
Know the warning signs of heat-related illness. Here's more from Brittany Merlot.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Western Wisconsin is under an extreme heat watch through the weekend. Wisconsin Republicans are looking to cut $87 million from the Universities of Wisconsin system. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Grulotz.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine calls that completely unacceptable and said Wednesday that would have serious consequences for economies across Wisconsin.
A cut like that could mean closed campuses, with Platteville, River Falls, or Stevens Point Marathon County at risk. A cut like that would have consequences for thousands of students, staff, and faculty, and is just unacceptable.
That proposed cut is a far cry from the UW system's requested $856 million budget increase, but something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his Republican caucus supports.
It's not about cutting money. What it is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have. Look, this is not a new topic for Republicans. I think we look and say that there is still too much political correctness on campus. We don't have enough respect for political diversity.
Voss referenced hate directed at Jewish students without explaining how cutting the budget would address those issues. Any budget containing that large a cut to the system could face a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
In addition to the state legislature proposing a cut in funding to UW, the federal government is proposing its own series of cuts to higher education. It's the start of a new season. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's officially the first day of summer and the longest day of the entire year. The solstice means that the Earth's tilt is closest to the sun, so we get to enjoy 15 hours and 22 minutes of sunlight. Sunset won't happen tonight until around 8:40. And of course, the day summer starts varies from year to year because it's based on an astronomical event and how long it takes the Earth to orbit the sun. Speaking of the sun, did you know that the core, scientists say, is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit? Just trying to make you feel a little bit better about the 100 degree heat index headed our way this weekend. It's gonna be steamy. With scorching sun, don't forget to hydrate and wear sun protection.
Heat watches, advisories, and warnings are in place throughout the weekend. One of the legislative proposals seeking to limit school referendums is through the committee stage. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Grulotz.
A bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee on Thursday. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Duchow says too many districts are asking for more money. She wonders how much money is too much money for school districts. Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says districts are already practicing fiscal responsibility by asking their voters for a tax increase and wondered why Republicans would want to strip local control from schools.
If the bill passes the legislature, it's unlikely to have support from Governor Tony Evers. Republicans in the state legislature are considering a big cut to the state budget for the UW system. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei-Olson.
They're reportedly considering an $87 million cut to the system's budget when the Trump administration is also threatening UW's federal funding. Democratic Representative Jody Emerson from Eau Claire.
They are doing research into Lake Altoona in my district as to why there's so much sediment coming through and why there's so much runoff. There's not a university in Altoona, but Altoona gets the benefits of that because it is the Wisconsin idea. Our universities, our higher ed goes everywhere and impacts everybody in the state.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
UW system leaders had asked for over $850 million in additional funding in this budget. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. Hot weather is on tap for this weekend in western Wisconsin. After early rain showers and thunderstorms today, highs will climb close to 90 degrees across western Wisconsin. Over the weekend, the area is under an extreme heat watch as temperatures will be in the mid to upper 90s with heat indices in the 105 to 110 range. On Monday, highs will stay close to 90 degrees with our next best chance of precipitation coming Monday night. By the middle of next week, temperatures return to their normal range of around 80 degrees. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Reese Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys high school baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA state tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More big returns are expected at the box office this weekend, and there's a little something for everyone. If you're looking for something in a nice post-apocalyptic shade, check out the latest from the 28 Days franchise called 28 Years Later. The film is highly anticipated as original director Danny Boyle is back at the helm. Pixar's new film Elio also opens this weekend. It's the story about a space fanatic who tries to make connections with alien life forms to overcome an intergalactic crisis. That sounds even ambitious for a movie character. Elio is a nice family film rated PG, and for what it's worth, PG movies are crushing this summer. Elio is pulling in a very respectable 86% on the tomato meter. And finally, if you're in the mood for what appears to be a terrible movie, check out Bride Hard, starring Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp. Just about 10 reviews in, and Bride Hard is pulling low 20 percentile. Mercenaries take a wedding party hostage, not knowing the maid of honor is a secret agent. I see where this is headed. Let's go to the movies. No superhero movie will go into production without a finished script. Sounds like a no-brainer, but it had to be said. That is a declaration in the DC Universe by CEO James Gunn. Gunn says the movie industry is dying due to this very practice. Gunn, who's also made movies at Marvel Cinemas, says they are guilty of it too. The Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy director-producer says it's not that people don't want to see movies, it's just that studios make unfinished scripts. Everything starts with the script. Well, NBC tried to make a case for a Night Court reboot, and it was an okay idea for 3 seasons, but will not see a fourth. The original Night Court ran for 9 seasons in the 80s and starred Harry Anderson. Melissa Rauch took over behind the bench for the new iteration and said recently producers shopped the reboot to other networks after NBC canceled it in May. According to Variety, the show premiered in 2023 to excellent ratings and was almost immediately renewed, but the ratings dropped off fast and hard. Tough biz. Will Smith was supposed to be the lead in Christopher Nolan's Inception. Nolan ultimately went with Leo DiCaprio in the mega hit because Smith said he just didn't get it. The star of Independence Day, an occasional batterer of Oscar MCs, says he just did not understand the plot and that alternate universe stories do not pitch well. Smith has also turned down movies like The Matrix and Django Unchained and told Variety it hurts too much to talk about. DiCaprio is actually Christopher Nolan's third choice to play the lead in Inception, saying he first went to Brad Pitt. Actress Mia Sara came out of retirement recently to work with director Mike Flanagan in The Life of Chuck, which is currently in theaters. The 57-year-old actress, while making the rounds through the press, recently recalled her time on Ferris Bueller's Day Off and said it was a blast. Her favorite scene? The parade scene where Ferris sings Danke schön and Shake It Up while she and Cameron share dialogue. Sara recently said she only comes out of retirement to work with Mike Flanagan. Come on. Come on, Mia. You should work more. I mean, seriously. Shake it up. Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then increasing sunshine in the afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, a low of 74. Hot and humid this weekend with highs in the 90s, heat index values above 100. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.